The Kremlin may still call it a special military operation, but for many ordinary Russians, it became clear Saturday that their country is fighting an all-out war against Ukraine. Residents watched in horror as two sprawling warehouses belonging to Russia's biggest online retailer, Wildberries, were struck by Ukrainian drones overnight. One was in the town of Kotovsk, about 360 kilometers or 220 miles from the Ukrainian border. The other was in Elektrostal, roughly 50 kilometers or 30 miles east of Moscow. Russian officials said 8 people were killed and more than 60 wounded. 7 of those who died were night shift workers at the Kotovsk warehouse, while dozens of others were injured in attacks across several regions. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky defended the operation, saying the warehouses were used to supply sanctioned components for Russian drone production and navigation equipment. He added that an oil facility was also struck. Kiev also said its forces hit 2 tankers, 2 floating cranes and a tugboat in the Black Sea and Azov Seas, saying the vessels were transporting oil, fuel and military cargo for Russia. Ukrainian military officials also reported striking a patrol ship near Kerch and a railway bridge in occupied Luhansk that they said Russia uses for military logistics. Russia's defense ministry said its air defenses intercepted 379 Ukrainian drones overnight over 19 Russian regions, as well as the Russian annexed Crimean Peninsula, the Sea of Azov, and the Black Sea. The Ukrainian attacks came after days of relentless Russian missile and drone attacks that brought more suffering to Ukraine. Earlier this week, emergency crews rushed through shattered neighborhoods in Kiev after a Russian missile attack killed at least 2 people and wounded 5 others, including a child. Elsewhere, Russian strikes have claimed additional lives and left many more injured in recent days. Despite the destruction, the Washington-based Center for Strategic and International Studies says Russia has lost the military initiative as the human and financial costs of the war continue to mount. According to its latest assessment, Russian forces have suffered about 1.4 million battlefield casualties, including as many as 450,000 deaths since the full-scale invasion began in February 2022. The think tank estimates Ukrainian forces have suffered between 525,000 and 625,000 casualties, including those killed and wounded. More than 4 years into Russia's full-scale invasion, civilians on both sides continue to pay a devastating price, while international calls are growing louder for a negotiated peace to end Europe's biggest and deadliest armed conflict since the Second World War. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bolt, reporting. The Kremlin may still call it a special military operation, but for many ordinary Russians, it became clear Saturday